are here at the 2017 MAX Conference in beautiful Spokane, Washington. I mean, it's gorgeous out there.
Can't see it from here. But.
Well, there's a little bit of a glimpse out that window over there. I can see some trees turning orange, so that's cool. But we are here with Mike Wilkerson, economist for Eco Northwest. How are you, Mike?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You are presenting. Did you already present, or you are
presenting this afternoon? Yeah.
So, give us a quick summary on what was the title of your talk and what you talked about.
Sure.
Okay, we'll go into the little details.
Yeah. So the talk today was about quantifying the economic impacts of credit unions in the Northwest, so Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. Mm-hmm. And we've been working with the Credit Union Association here for 3-4 years now, looking at that.
Okay. So what is the economic impact of credit? If you took credit unions out of the picture, what would happen? Some big giant vacuum.
Yeah, taking credit unions out of the picture is the harder one to talk about.
Oh, okay.
The easier one to talk about, we can come back to that, is just kind of the overall economic contribution to their footprint.
Okay, let's hear that.
How many people there are, what they look like. That number is $8.5 billion in 1 year.
Nice.
So it's a big number. Yeah. You know, we look at that now in Idaho. We've added that in to Oregon and Washington previously.
Okay.
It's about 19,600 employees. Mm-hmm. And then you got multiplier effects. So that's really the benefits of the credit unions, you know, broadly speaking, is it's not just the credit unions people they employ, it's the spending in the economy generates additional jobs.
Yeah, there's a ripple effect.
Spending, yeah, the multiplier effect, all that. So those 19,000, close to 20,000 employees grows to about 56,000 in the same region.
Wow.
So when you're talking jobs is kind of the main benefit we want to talk about. That's huge, is the jobs.
Very cool. And so, oh my gosh, we could go so many directions with this. What else?
How long do you have?
We have all day.
Thanks.
Come on.
Get into it. I spend an hour talking about it, so there's a lot of details if you want them.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have here? What other takeaways did folks get from your talk?
Sure. So the other thing we start doing is looking at quantifying members, because certainly the members are the ones who derive the main benefits from being credit union members. So we look at that, and CUNA does a great job of quantifying the benefits of a credit union membership versus a for-profit banking. So we can kind of get numbers at the state level of a dollar per member.
Mm-hmm.
So we come in and we do a pretty thorough research where we get surveys.
Mm-hmm.
So we take what would be, you know, 5,300 call reports, so national data, and we say, let's get at branch level data.
Mm-hmm.
So we really can understand locally, you know, county level even, where the members are, and then what benefits they're bringing to the economy. So in now Idaho, but Oregon and Washington as well, we have about 6.5 million members in the three states. So that's roughly 50% of the population.
Yeah.
And there's some double counting going on there. You know, people are members of more than one credit union, but, you know, as a percentage, that's a very high number nationally.
Very high.
Yeah. So the union, credit union membership, you know, and the industry is very strong in this region. In Idaho, this is the most recent number. We're a little bit more than 900,000 members in Idaho. So that's kind of a new number for us.
900,000 members?
Yeah, 55% of the population in Idaho.
Wow.
So it's the strongest of the three states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all in and around 50, but Idaho is a little bit higher concentration than the other two states.
Mm-hmm. I would love to know why. I don't know if you have that answer to that question, but why?
One of
the
questions, I don't have this data right in front of me, but is, you know, you have members of credit unions who live here, even though they don't have a physical presence here. So you have a lot of retirees, snowbirds, et cetera, living in Idaho who maybe are credit unions from elsewhere. And so that number is, we calculated about 8% of all of the members in Idaho don't even have a branch in the state for the credit union they're a member of, and they're taking advantage of the benefits from wherever they happen to be.
All the digital stuff?
Exactly, yeah. So that's, I think, you know, that number I'm guessing is going to grow over time. We haven't looked at it over time, but I think it's starting to be a stronger presence. So in some of these kind of, you know, western states where it's desirable to live as a retiree, you're starting to see more of those membership growth for that reason would be my guess.
So what do these numbers tell you? Obviously, the credit union presence in this neck of the woods is very strong.
Yep.
And it sounds like it's only going to get better. Because, I mean, there's a big banner that says, you know, hey, by 2025, let's make it, you know, 75%.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of growth. In membership alone, growth is about 13% up in 2 years. So we looked at Oregon, Washington in 2014 and 2016. So not Idaho, but just those two states.
Right.
And it grew by 13%. Population growth wasn't even 3% during that time. So, you know, you're starting to see inroads towards that 75% goal, you know, in 2025. So, you know, we haven't actually sat down and looked at what that would take, but I don't think it's entirely out of reach.
Yeah,
again,
I think it's totally doable.
There's counting in there. You know, if you're a member of two credit unions, you get counted twice.
Right.
So 75% might even be, you know, 50 or 60% of all people, which is still, I think, a great statement to be able to make.
Wow. So what are some takeaways from this? I mean, looking at all these numbers and stuff, I mean, just from your perspective, what are some takeaways?
The main number that we'd like to talk about is, other than jobs, right, is this benefit value. So understanding that there are 6.5 million members that generates roughly $660 million a year in benefits to the economy. That's that kind of credit union difference you talked about earlier, that net difference. That is to say, CUNA calculates relative to for-profit banks what that number is, and that's really the true benefit to the regional economy is, you know, absent credit unions, you'd be, you know, $600 million is a lot of money and a lot of jobs.
I mean, we're getting to $750 million, you know, so that's some significant cash there.
Yep, absolutely.
Very cool. Anything else? Anything else you want to add to kind of wrap up here? I mean, these are some amazing, impressive numbers.
Yeah, no, I think it's
good stuff.
Important for credit unions to do, you know, is getting at more localized numbers. You know, I think a lot of the benefits they deliver is really local, and CUNA does a great job of looking at that nationally, at the state level, and really we've started to work with the associations more to get at congressional district, county level type impacts to really communicate to the members and legislators of interest of, you know, in regional and rural economies even, what those benefits are. Because rural economies, I think, really benefit from credit unions more so than the for-profit banks. So to be able to tell those stories is very compelling.
Very nice. All right. I think it's a great message to end on. Mike, thank you so much for hanging out with us and giving us some really cool numbers that we can grow from.
Yeah.
So very nice stuff.
Absolutely.
Mike, well done, sir. Thanks.